One more. This one's quite strange. It's a stream of consciousness thing called the stream. It's a ribbon position which causes the shift in the fabric of time. Only the most severe misstructure can provoke the issuance to date of any fonder memory than heartbeat. Who could imagine any more of a disaster than the warping of the continuum? Twisting and bending, my hands rottenly rotate about my own axis. I threw off the covers and leaped out of bed, raising my hands totally abandoned toward the sky and the glowing pearl of Ishtar. My fingertips radiated light, flaming, flying, fluttering, flooding. Ishtar, your spell hypnotizes me, draws my consciousness out of my body, and sends it winging through unfathomable depths, where your ocean spray bathes my naked form with soothing lotions, frankincense, and myrrh. What are you doing, my love? Babbles the mindless idiot, chained within vessels and corpuscles, as it watches its ideal state etherize and float away. How can I exist without thee? I hear the bugles blow in the night, hauntingly. I see the stars tumble from their perches and splash into the calm waters. My mind is a clean white page, and so are you. Must I write my name upon your breast tardily so that you will never now belong to that which dwells beneath? The chimes are ringing out the news. The bands have been sung. The altar consummated, the air freed of its taint. Hallelujah, cries the liberated one. Aldebaran, Procyon, I fly. There's a little whisper coming in my back door, reflecting the sordid images that went before. Where are my thoughts when you are not with me? Only abandoned with grace by the fast-flowing stream of this life, last life, tomorrow's ecstasy. Green shining harps and nightly spells of duty bind some portions today, leaving a residue of pain and heartache. Sometimes I wonder as to the fairness of it all. Perhaps it would be better to submerge self in the black oils and extinguish the fiery glow of me, the Pleiadian universe which has so newly burst. I find myself moving through the dimensionless vortex of distance and time, all non-real but substantial and illusory nature. Suddenly I knew that I had been here before. I recognized the leaping out of trees that spun by me and around my back where I watched the leaves fall with terrifying clarity. I haven't utilized the fourth eye to its utmost. I'm not sure that I dare. Ageless being is a very real quantity. I am but a child in the cosmic order of things. Even you are none but a babe in the woods. So more your own parents, for what is a child but an uneducated entity? As newer situations arise, everyone is reduced to the level of a child. As you cause a problem, your elders are less and less able to cope, thus needing to return to the womb themselves for a bit of succor and surcease. You and I must furnish the security needed. None is as piteous as the cry of an abandoned youngling with nowhere to turn, nowhere to go. The glow in the sky is growing even more intense. So are the buzzings at the front of your cranium. I certainly hope that I have not tainted you. I fear to let the rain drip from my mouth, for what I hear may be creating a mud puddle in which you will sink. It pulls, draws, sucks. Find only true being and leave all of this nonsense for those who cannot grasp the infinite. I think that I had better turn around for a moment and look at my hinder parts in a mirror. Moses saw God in such a way. Can you? Thank you.
Eric Goldstein.